Now let's talk about France. What do we say about France? Well, simply this, that the country close to Rome, close to Italy, got Catholicism, and then when the barbarians came down, they tore the country up, and then the Irish came back in the back door and reestablished Catholicism. So for hundreds of years, the traditions have gone on pretty much the same, with the gaily decorated tree, the creche, the holly, the mistletoe, the wreath with the red candle, the midnight mass. All these familiar traditions are shared by France and nations the world over. For the next few minutes, we'll look at some of the songs that are basically attributed to France. Here's one. That is a 16th century shepherd's carol, and some say it's much older than 16th century, that it used to be sung in Latin and has been around for a long, long time. Next, we come to the Angel Gabriel. Now, this song is sung by the Basque shepherds and the fishermen, who speak an ancient language all their own. They're a little peculiar corner of France, not typical Frenchmen at all. The lyrics paraphrase the story of the Annunciation. Gabriel comes with wings as drifted snow.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
For known a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations, Lord, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem on a Christmas morn. And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady,
Now let's continue on with the music from France. This one goes back to the 15th century and was well known by the 16th. It refers to the three wise men.
Sing, sing, oh, sing, sing.
Oh, king is born nowhere, 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 nowhere. The king is born nowhere. Sing we know of Christmas, sing we hear the bells. Angels call to shepherds, sing of birds and bees, journey.
Sung in French, as is quite proper, Il est né le divin enfant. He is the divine child. Just a little variety, a very American young woman singing a very French song. Cantique de Noël was written in the 1800s and was bitterly attacked by the Bishop of Rome. It was fluff and sentimental trash, he said. He must have been a very severe old gentleman. But this song went on and on and on.
Original et de son père.
Somewhere along the way in school, I'm sure we've all come up across Frère Jacques. Remember, in your French class? Well, here's an arrangement, only it's called Brother John's Noel. And it's designed to present to us happy youngsters, eagerly awakening each other in anticipation of the Procession de Noël. In the English choral arrangement of Edmund and Aileen Pendleton, they sing Midnight Rings the Belfry White, Let us hurry to the manger through the silent holy night. In a trail across the snow, see the lanterns brightly glow. Kings and shepherds gaily go. I think we must include this song now as we conclude the French section. These are all the carols that we all know so well, and they have a definite cathedral sound to them, don't they? Well, this is the sound from France. I think it's very interesting to, as we go from country to country, note that the countries were established, and they each brought a certain character and personality to the music of Christmas time. When you consider the utter bedlam that was Europe in the first 1,500 years, how could they become so independently German or French or Italian or Spanish? Somehow, it happened. This last song is a Deste Fidelis. It's too old. I've tried to figure the earliest recording or the earliest singing, and you can't find it. Some say it was written for a private chapel in the 1700s. Some say it goes a long way back farther than that. But regardless, it is sung on the way to midnight mass, which seems to be quite proper.
Thank you.
And so we will now leave France, and our next stop will be Germany.